Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Sounds like this. Look out weekend. Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m. On Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m.
Now it's time for a breakdown.
Breakdown! Hello there, I am Pictish Trail.
Hi, this is Catherine Joseph.
Hi, this is Sam Genders from Tongue.
Hi, this is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Hello, this is Dan Mangan.
And you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Let's fall in love with the breakdown.
Have we done any sort of check-in?
We've not done any sort of check-in. Ooh, there's a bit of echo.
Got a bit of an echo here.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Breakdown in the Echo Studio. Joel, can you fix that?
I've had a week off. You've had no excuse. What's happening here?
I don't know. Maybe it's just my... Maybe it's just affecting us. Maybe the listeners hearing us perfectly.
That is a lot of echo. That is a lot of echo. We started this lesson. This lesson? This musical lesson. This... What is this? We Are Making Out is the name of the track with Muramasa. You'll heavily over that on the vocals. And I don't like this echo at all. What is going on?
Oh, there you go.
That's better. Is that better?
It's much better.
It's much better. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I fixed that.
Well done.
Look at that. You tested
you're
me, didn't
genius.
You? You tested me. Great show last week. You and John, really, really good.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, didn't play Gretel Hanlon, though.
Didn't see it.
So
are we going to do that now?
It has to go as a failure.
The whole show is a write-off because of that. Fair enough.
Now, do we know much more about that Muramasa track?
No, I think it's just a standalone just song that Muramasa's has come back with, yeah, featuring you, called We Are Making Out.
We are going to have an album of the week by O today. We're going to have music from Cold Cave, Cassiette. Bean Stella had an album out. Rui Gabriel, new name on me. Very, very good album. Robber, I would like to play an Alison Moyet track as well.
Would you?
Yeah, it's a new one. Very, very good. What about you? What you got? What you got?
Emiliana Torini had an album out.
Oh, yes.
Yep. Really there will good. Also be something from the Japanese House.
Yeah.
Memorials. Wet.
Oh, we're sorted.
We're sorted.
We're sorted. So the Gretel track.
Yeah.
She is now just Gretel, not Gretel Hanlin. Far Out is, I think, the second just under this single name. And I expected it last week. I expected it.
Well, you should have told me it was out.
I should have done.
You failed in your duty.
I've got too high an opinion of you, clearly.
Lower your expectations.
We'll play this and then something else.
Something from last week's album of the week from World Disco.
Oh, very good album.
Yes.
Far Out first.
I live fear, I'm tender. No way around it. Take me to a river, yeah. You swim right out. Got into me then. Are you jumping in? I made a big splash, but you're so far out.
I had my fair warning, there was plenty of clues. The warping of image. I must avert my eyes from you to swallow to haunt me.
That was the title track from last week's Album of the Week from Walt Disco. That was The Warping. And we're not checking where that album went to the charts, because it doesn't matter. The charts just don't matter.
101.
102, I think.
You reckon that was 102? A very good album. Very theatrical.
Very.
And baroque. And yes.
We're echoing again, aren't we?
We are a little bit. Not as much as we were before. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay, we can go with that. Go on, talk.
We can live with that.
Yeah, we can live with that. Gretel Hanlin. Would you just call her Gretel now?
Just call her Gretel, yeah.
First up there with a track called Far Out. Then, as you have already said, that was Walt Disco. Time for this week's Album of the Week now. And it is from O. There's two of them, isn't there? They're from London. And, well, no, it's not just O, because it's O.
O dot.
Oh, dot. Full stop. Well, it's full stop, isn't it? Did we see these earlier this year?
We, as in me and you?
Yeah, did we see them? Did they play a free gig at the Brudenell, and it turned out to be very different to what we were expecting? Who was
that? That was at.
Okay.
I think O did do End of the Road last year when I was there, but I didn't see them, or Green Man. They did one of them, but I haven't seen them.
Okay. This album comes on the back of three singles. You think we've played all three of these, do you?
No, I think we played one of them.
Played one of them,
possibly
okay.
Two, but we'll definitely one.
We'll get to three by the end of today. And I'm just going to play the bigger one now, because this one...
Because it starts like this.
Blew my socks off last night. This is Cosmo, and we'll be back on the other side.
We've got a few seconds here.
To do what?
I don't know.
What are you proposing?
Check about these levels. Something's not right, is it? Something's not right, but that's okay, Cosmo, from the album... Hold on, Mr. Eanes. Not yet. Hold your horses. We're an album out yesterday. They have been on tour recently. I know.
Yeah.
Adam went to see them, didn't he? He went up to...
I absolutely did, yes.
I think he did.
Yeah.
I guess they'll be touring again.
That's what happens.
That's what they do. That's what bands do. Yeah, they haul themselves as much as they can. We're going to do a double of other albums out yesterday now. There's not as many this week as there have been in previous ones, but have you got Pond lined up yet?
No, I got something from the Mysteries, but I think you have as well, haven't you?
Well, I have, but do you want to play yours? What do you reckon? Go on.
What are you going to do, though? What are you going to do after it?
Well, no, you play your Pond as well.
Oh.
I'm happy.
Have you got any more albums?
No, well, there will be one now. Where is there?
I'm sure there is. I mean, there's Emiliano Torini as well.
Yes, I will choose a song for that. Play Mysteries, and I'll choose a song of the Emiliano Torini one.
Okay, this is the Mysteries' second album. Second album? Yes.
Yeah,
Afraid of Tomorrows, which I just misread as Afraid of Tomatoes. It's not tomatoes, it's definitely tomorrows. This is called Jesse, You're a Superstar.
Too You are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live. Sheffield Live.
I have been waiting to tell you, it's hard to find the words, but my secrets have been running right through London, and I cannot bear you hearing it from someone else. Today my love affair broke, she left me inconsolable, she captivated me, beguiled me like a siren, want to possess her, to own her lovely lines. My heart is slow to mourn and slow to act, but when it catches fire, it's almost spiritual. My obsession with the lightness of a promise, thought I was put here on this earth to serve my goddess. My Lady Carolus is 28 feet long, and you wouldn't know it, she is 70 years old. We spent one summer on her at the Isle of Wight. We had no money to take her out the boatyard, so we just pretended we were far at sea. And little Zoe kept in our wildest dreams. We fought monster seabirds for precious chips, and sailed along colossal creatures into giant waves. It was to be a surprise, but like Americans, money speaks loud. A wealthy woman came along and paid double in a suitcase full of cash. I had booked the first passage through France. That is how I took Lady K for granted. But Lady Carolus and I were not to be so. Another dream explodes and joins my heart like faded confetti on the bottom of the seven seas. I so wish to sail in a special Lady K. But Lady Carolus and I were not to be so. Another dream explodes and joins my heart like faded confetti on the bottom of the seven seas. I so wish to sail in my special Lady K.
So Miss Flower is only Emiliano Torini's seventh album. It's come 10 years after her previous one, which was called Duca from 2013. Clearly, I can't do them adding up because that's 11 years. Came out yesterday and that was the track Lady K from it. I'm going to ignore the echo, which I feel I'm still getting in my
it's
ears.
It's still there slightly, but I think we can live with it.
We can live with it. Okay. And it was Mr. Reen's before. Second record, second
Jesse,
album.
Jesse, you're a superstar. Yes, from the new album.
Okay. Treble seven time. What have you got?
Is it?
We would have thought
Time flies, doesn't
time
it?
Time flies.
Well, I mean, some warning might have been good there, but...
Well, the clock.
I know, but that doesn't talk to me. You do.
I do.
Sometimes.
I do.
Not then. I'm sure I can make this work. What am I doing? Yes, I've got it here. I've got no information about any of these tracks, though, so I'm just going to play them through. Let's all enjoy them, and then I'll tell you all about them after. Kicking it off with The Dare, first new artist of the afternoon. A track called Perfume.
I've got a new obsession. obsession of mine. It's something that I found while shopping online. It's something unassuming sitting in my sock drawer. It's something that can make a bride out of a whore. When I walk in the room, everybody agrees. Something's added to the air, but you can't really see. Something so, so sexy, but you can't really tell. All the boys and the girls ask me, what is that smell? That's my perfume. It's $5.99. I spray it in my mouth, and the taste is divine. It's erotic. It's from Paris to White Thorn on the front. Second to bed, I'm a rude. For a kiss, everybody agrees. Something's added to the mood, but you can't really see. Something so seductive, but you can't really tell. All the boys and the girls ask me, what is that smell? That's my perfume. From my cold dead grip. In fact, spray it in my grave so the worms can get a whiff. I wanna smell real good while I'm burning in hell. Cause the fire makes you sweat, other people can tell. When I put it on myself, everybody agrees. A certain 10-8-8 choir stops coming for me. It's a little bit different, but I don't know why. They say it's only for girls, but they're too scared to try. That's why.
Breakdown. Treble 7.
Next to me, didn't think.
All right, in the end?
In the end, it will.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I probably unplugged my earphones. It's all going wrong today.
No.
I can't hear myself. Oh, there we go. I can now.
Right. I did some fiddling with some knobs, and I turned you down.
Ah, that's what you did.
So, yeah, you're all right.
Good.
You're good.
That was the Softies. First playing the breakdown for the Softies. Do you know why? Because it's the first music they've released in 24 years.
I did know that, yes.
Yes. We announced a new album called The Bed I Made, coming out on August 23rd by Father Daughter Records. And from that was called I Said What I Said. Now, in the middle of that, Sarah Meth, another new artist to the show. That was an album yesterday that came out called Midnight Snacks Volume 2. The follow-up to?
I'm hoping.
Yes, it was. They're audio-visual pieces, so it's like unreleased demos with a visual project that she makes with her friend. Lula, I'll give credit to her friend as well. Lula and Sarah Meth, that was. And we kicked it off with The Dare, who, they get name-checked on the Charlie XX album. Did you know that?
I did not know
they
that.
They do. They are New York City indie. New York City indie sleaze poster boy. Harrison Patrick Smith is his name, and released an EP called The Sex last year, and I think that's a taste of a forthcoming album.
Are you sure we haven't played that before?
That song or the band. The person? No, we have not played The Dare. I did check.
Okay,
trust me.
Yeah,
That was Perfume.
I do
from
trust
an
you.
Album to come soon.
All right, I'm going to follow your treble seven with my longest track of the day. Another new artist, Dutch Interior, are a six-piece from LA, just signed to Fat Possum Records. They've had two albums already, and they're quite mysterious, it says. There's not many details about them, but this track, Isig, came out a couple of days ago. They've got a co-headline tour with Frog and Aliana Spanger coming up soon, Alina Spanger, and they're also touring with Horse Jumper of Love and Dive. So they've got credentials.
They have.
This song is a good one. 6 minutes and six. Nice.
just playing itself out in the background. Isig, by Dutch Interior. Their tour isn't going any further than America at the moment, but do they have an album? No. So Sounds of Fat Possum Record, that's just the first fruits of that collaboration. All right. Are we doing a double now of tracks that we've both brought?
I think that's what we said.
What are we going with first?
New Jeans?
Yeah, let's do that.
You want some New Jeans?
And then follow it up by Wet.
Followed by Wet.
Yes, let's do that. Okay. New Jeans.
New Jeans, yeah. South Korean group. Although it's classed as J-pop by Apple Music. That's incorrect. It's K-pop.
It's definitely K-pop. Yeah.
This is just a single that's come out this week. I don't know if there's an album to follow. I've not got much information because I was lost in that track.
Hmm.
Is that okay?
It was easy. Easy to get lost there.
It was. This is Supernatural.
Quesada, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
that was a quality double. Still thinking my sound. Sound not too... That's better again. That better. Wet, you just heard.
Yeah.
A track which has just disappeared from my screen.
It's called Double.
Double, okay. And it was the second part of one, it which was. Also had New Jeans in it.
Supernatural New Jeans.
Both tracks out yesterday. We're also now going to carry on with songs that we've both brought. Self-Esteem.
Yes.
Yes.
Back.
Been trailing this track for a while through some Instagram posts. And it's a collaboration with Moonchild. Go on.
Sanelli?
Sanelli. Who had a track a couple of months, well, at the start of last month, which I had passed me by until a friend of the show, Jen, sent it me earlier today. Scrambled Eggs, straight onto my Tracks of the
really?
Year one. Yeah, really, really good. Big Man is the single with Self-Esteem,
mm-hmm.
and I reckon it's a winner. So let's get it played.
Let's hope this is a radio edit.
Please.
I like to show up, won't make it poppy, but all our recognition. But that's a given, but I just need it from her. I get that later, you know, it's not that hard to sit back and let that girl go. Look how she's shining, while I'm just vibing. I'm keeping secure, champion fighter, communicating. Yeah, I'm amazing. I stand beside her, feeling tense.
I'm a big man.
self-esteem and Moonchild Sanally.
Sanally. Big man. And what are you?
I'm a big man.
Big man. Big man on campus. Introducing the final song of this hour.
Yes, wow. It's The Japanese House.
Another one that we both brought, yes.
Released album, It Always Does, or something like that last year. Well, I was just reading it. I've forgotten now. Anyway, this is a standalone single, as far as I'm aware, called Smiley Face. And it'll take us up to the top of the hour, where we will have a classic from the 80s.
Late 80s.
My friends will think I'm fine, but I'm just counting down the days till I see her.